531. The Ministry for Pacific Peoples is slashing 40% of its workforce. The brutal cuts were announced by the Public Service Association this morning, but a ministry spokesperson also confirmed with PMN News that 63 of their 156 positions will be axed. The MPP spokesperson said in a written statement that 31 of the 63 roles are currently vacant and that consultations are currently underway with staff. Ministry is offering people voluntary redundancy and recruitment has been paused while the process is underway. Final decisions will be made at the end of April for implementation on the 1st of July. Public Service Association Te Pukenga Here Tikanga Mahi National Secretary Dwayne Leo says the cuts have far-reaching consequences for the health and well-being of Pasifika families in New Zealand and across the Pacific. Leo said these cuts show the low regard this government has for Pacific communities, which isn't surprising given a senior cabinet minister joked before the election about blowing the ministry up. PMN News political reporter Alave Lala spoke to PSA boss Dwayne Leo this morning.
Now, to begin, how are you feeling after the announcement 40% of MPP's workforce to be slashed?
Well, I mean, these are brutal cuts. And they'll be devastating for our members. And they're also significantly going to impact on the wider communities. The ministry does important work safeguarding and strengthening the well-being of Pacifica communities.
Do you know specifically what jobs will be cut, if it's in languages, policies or communications?
So the detail for that is now being worked through with the proposals. So we understand that they're seeking voluntary redundancies from across the organisation, but then there'll be significant impact on the remaining staff in there. So I think they're proposing to shed 63 of the 156 positions in the ministry. And also against this backdrop, last year they did significant cost savings also prior to the change of government. So they did reduce staff last year too. So it'll be across the board, but that detail will be finalised when the proposal document is decided on.
Now, when will that proposal document be released?
Well, I understand that they have spoken to staff and it's in the process of being released now, so that they'll be working through that. I mean, the important thing for us is we're here as a voice for our members and just to shine a light on these cuts that have been made across the board in terms of public services. So you've got a situation where you've got a government seeking to basically fund, for example, $3 billion worth of tax cuts for landlords. So they are prioritising that above providing important services for New Zealanders and for Pacifica communities. I think it's important to understand here, we choose to fund what we choose to value. And this is a real sign for Pacifica people. It's a real kick in the guts that they choose basically tax cuts for a select few landlords as opposed to supporting Pacifica communities.
Have you gotten any feedback from staff about how they're feeling, the staff from MPP, during this very difficult time?
So at this point in time, the announcements have just been made. So we've got staff on the ground that are working through with them. But obviously what you're going to have is a lot of anxiety. You're going to have a lot of uncertainty. And, you know, hard-working public servants actually questioning, look, what am I doing here? They're highly skilled. They've got value in terms of the work they do. And they've been basically put through this again, as I said, because this occurred last year. So the situation now is you've got the morale there is really low, and you've got some people probably making decisions about whether they should stay or go. And, you know, we're going to potentially lose a significant amount of institutional knowledge and skill through these kind of proposals.
Now, Dwayne, many people are familiar that a lot of government agencies across New Zealand are having to make cuts. But why do these cuts for MPP differ from the others?
Well, I think what it is you're losing 40% of your staffing. Now, that's significant. How you can expect to continue in terms of what you deliver and that not having an impact on the wider public, it's just that's not factual. There's going to be significant challenges now in terms of providing an engagement and support. And again, this is simply but this government is choosing to prioritise tax cuts as opposed to providing essential services for what we're talking about here, vulnerable communities that need it.
How will this affect local Pacific communities across New Zealand?
Well, I mean, what you've got is Pacifica families are more likely to be in overcrowded, unhealthy housing and are more likely to struggle financially. And not having the support there, not having the advocacy, not having the voice in terms of policy decision making, it's going to have a significant impact. The ministry is and Pacifica communities, supporting housing development, creation of training and employment opportunities. They're supporting Pacifica languages, cultures and identities, and also developing business enterprises. All of that is put at risk with proposals like this.
Any final thoughts you'd like to leave?
Well, basically the situation is, I go back to it again, we choose to fund what we choose to value. And you've got a government here with the cuts that they're proposing that show the low level of importance that they place on the Pacifica community. And this is unfortunately not surprising given the language some of their cabinet ministers have been using and joking about over the last year. The government needs to have a good but hard look at itself. It needs to basically pause what it's doing and actually work properly with staff, engage with the community and look to find those efficiencies, not simply slash 40% of staff.
Thank you so much, Dwayne. Really appreciate you taking time.
Okay, you're welcome.
PSA boss Dwayne Leal talking about the 40% cut to staffing at the Ministry for Pacific Peoples. PMN News political reporter Alave Lala also caught up with Labour Deputy Leader Carmel Sipuloni and asked her what she thought of the proposed cuts.
How are you feeling? 40% of MPP's workforce are going to be slashed.
I'm really concerned, as are all of the other Pacific MPs in the Labour caucus and the Labour caucus more generally. It just feels like this is disproportionate to the cuts that every other government agency are expected to make. And we're concerned about the impact that this may have on our Pacific community, on the delivery of services, on the quality of advice across government agencies with respect to Pacific. And we're also concerned that it highlights a lack of value for our Pacific people in general.
Absolutely. Now, this means 63 roles altogether are going to be cut. How will this affect our communities?
Well, I think first and foremost, our communities are going to be questioning what the rationale is here and where the cuts will be made. We haven't seen a plan for Pacific people under the new government. And when you make decisions like this to slash the number of people in our Pacific people's ministry, then we need to understand what the thinking is behind that and what the plan is for Pacific moving forward. We haven't seen a plan at all. There is going to be disappointment and there's going to be real fear that this government is undermining any progress that we have made as Pacific peoples and that the ministry has made over recent years.
Carmel, of course, this is part of the government's plans to cut spending and cut, taxes. Is this the right way to do it?
This is not the right way to do it. What we know is that all too often, Pacific people are represented at the wrong end of the statistics in a range of areas. We have to keep in mind here that the Pacific Ministry is primarily set up to provide meaningful, quality advice to all of the other government agencies on Pacific peoples, whether that be health, whether that be education, whether that be social development. They are effectively and primarily, a policy advice ministry. Now, if they are undermined through cuts like this, then what will the quality advice be across government to support progress for Pacific peoples and to support, that journey that we have been on to actually make to make traction and to actually move forward as a community in Aotearoa. It also affects everybody else. If Pacific people are not thriving and not supported through government agencies to thrive, then that has a flow-on effect to all of Aotearoa, and so all of Aotearoa should be concerned.
Now, many people have been questioning government's priorities, Luxon not turning up to Polyfest and also not the guarantee of funding for Polyfest, and then now this with the slash of MPP. How does this fit into how the government, the current coalition government, view Pacific people in Aotearoa?
Well, I think if we go back a step, we have to recognise that they do not even have a Pacific member of parliament in any of the three government political parties. And so if we take that backwards and even just look at that, that shows an undervaluing of the representation of Pacific people. Now, when you don't have Pacific people at the decision-making tables, then you don't have a voice to actually articulate what is priority for our Pacific communities and to fight for the resources and for what is right for our Pacific people. The fact that National, New Zealand First and ACT are not represented by Pacific people at all. There is no one at the table from our community. Then I think our community should be, about that first and foremost, because there's no one in there that we can guarantee will be fighting for us.
Now, how can you envision the slash of the workforce affecting our Pacific communities, especially our local Pacific communities?
Well, there's a couple of different ways. One is that there are a number of things that are delivered directly from the Ministry for Pacific Peoples. There is support for housing, there is support for employment. You know, how are those things going to be affected? And we certainly haven't heard yet what the impact of these funding cuts will be on those particular programs. Even things like our language weeks, which MPP has played a major role in being able to support and roll out. The second major impact is, of course, the policy advice that goes cross-government to all of the government agencies with respect to Pacific. If they have a massive cut in staff, like we have been told they will now have, then that is going to undermine the quality and the amount of advice that both government agencies will be receiving from our primary policy advisor, which is the Ministry for Pacific Peoples. So, you know, those are two ways. But also, it is just, in some ways, it feels ideological. You know, it's a lack of value for Pacific people. It's a lack of value of having our voice at the table. It's a lack of understanding of the way in which we are negatively impacted or marginalised across different spaces. And that ideology is harmful for Pacific people moving forward and for us to be able to make the progress we so desperately want to make so that we can thrive as a community.
We've heard many people say that there are cuts being made across all government agencies. So why do the cuts for MPP differ from the others?
And that is a question that our Pacific community should be asking loudly and should be asking often. The cuts that are being that have been spoken about with regards to the Ministry of Pacific Peoples are disproportionate to what we will be experiencing in other ministries. Why is that? You know, why are we less important than other government agencies? And why does our particular ministry have to take a disproportionate cut of this nature? As far as I'm concerned, it's an undervaluing of our people, and we need to be very vocal about making our voices heard here.
Labour Deputy Leader Carmel Sepuloni speaking with PMN News political reporter Alave Lala about the 63 jobs that will be cut from the Ministry for Pacific Peoples, the equivalent of 40% in its workforce. Thanks to our PMN News team for those interviews.